Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. This podcast, I'm just going to have a quick chat to you in relation to the incorrect messaging by both federal and state governments in Australia, and particularly have a chat to you about Queensland. Today's the 6th of April 2020. Now, over the weekend, I shared on all my social media an article from the Queensland Courier Mail. And the heading is Eviction Bans Doesn't Mean You Can Stop Paying Your Rent. Now, we know, regrettably, and it's been just so frustrating for so many of us, that in these recent horrific weeks, the messaging from both federal and state government has been rent moratorium. Now, the confusion by many is, are tenants, is there going to be law in relation to a freeze or stop paying your rent? Now, finally, on Friday, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison got the language right and said in a media conference that it's what the state and territory governments are looking at is a rent eviction moratorium. So the key word that's been missed for all these weeks is rent eviction moratorium laws. Now, as per previous podcasts, plus my running blog at realestateexcellence.com.au, I've said and written a number of times that because of the Australian Constitution, apparently, according to the Prime Minister some weeks ago, that and also, of course, that we in Australia have state and territory tenancy law. Federal government cannot actually amend residential tenancy law. It has to be done at state and territory level. So at the moment, to my knowledge, and please check your own area, Tasmania is closed to laws. Victoria are looking at it in a fair advanced, and so is New South Wales. But to my knowledge, nothing has actually come into effect at this point, and particularly not for Queensland. So we're waiting, and it's dragging on. We're waiting on any potential, which look it's obviously looking very likely, for legislative changes in each state and territory. So, quoting from the article that I posted everywhere on the on my social media, plus on my running blog at realestateexcellence.com.au, residential tenants should pay their rent if they can, Prime Minister Scott Morrison warned yesterday, and that was Friday, as state governments again failed to find consensus on the issue. The impasse has also spilled over into commercial tenancies. Now, I don't specialise in commercial tenancies, but I'm sharing information that I can find from good sources, particularly only government websites. And I've got some information that I posted on my running blog at realestateexcellence.com.au on Friday, because I realise, of course, for many of us, the commercial side is paramount personally, plus many of us have small or large commercial rentals. So back to the residential side. One thing that I'm a little bit concerned about because is the Queensland Parliament's been adjourned, and as has federal, but they're recalling this week for other matters, the JobKeeper and JobSeeker and all those other measures of financial help for people. So from a Queensland perspective, according to the Courier Mail, and again I posted this on my running blog, Parliament may not sit again in Queensland until the 28th of April. Now that's subject to change, but I'm just letting you know the information I have at this point. So basically, today, the 6th of April 2020, there are no law changes. And as the Prime Minister has got his messaging right now, that tenants still have to pay their rent. And of course, we know, and I've got other podcasts on this. Queensland announced last week rental grants. And it's a bit coincidental because I could stand corrected, so forgive me, I'm recording this live on the run. But I believe the rental grant is stops around the end of April. And that's when the job seeker and job keeper and all that are apparently rolling out for financial help for people in need. So RTA website, rta.qld.gov.au, has information and a link straight on the homepage to the rental grant assistance. So for Queensland tenants, and I believe South Australia has rolled something out as well. So let's just recap. The government, federal and state, are finally getting their messaging right. Eviction ban doesn't mean you can stop paying your rent. At the moment, Queensland was still status quo. Remember, QCAT hearings have changed, and I've got information at my running blog and/or, of course, the QCAT website. You'll find information there. If you're a member of Real Estate Excellence, remember we're an email away, and also Platinum PME and Platinum Non-PME. There's over 120 resources in the new coronavirus folder that I set up some weeks ago for you. I'm continually updating, adding, etc. And over the weekend, I added some new templates to marry up with the Queensland rental grant that they're currently letting tenants apply. And tenants are required to have a documentation of a lessor not accepting a rent reduction. So there's more information at Member Online for Real Estate Excellence, Platinum PME, and Platinum Non-PME members. So eviction ban doesn't mean you can stop paying your rent. I know these are dreadfully terrible times for property agents, property managers, and of course for our tenants and our landlords. And all we can do is continue to be kind to each other and do the best we can. I shared on my social media page, my Facebook page this morning and Instagram, Real Estate Excellence Academy and Stacey Holt Real Estate Excellence on Instagram if you would like to follow. But I shared this great meme that really hit me, and I'm quoting a source from Ryan Malone. It's tough. The bottom line is we fought hard. We're on a slide right now and we'll bounce back. Gee, we will. So it's tough. The bottom line is we are fighting hard and we won't give up. We're in for some tough times. We're having them. But we know we'll bounce back. So continue to take care, be kind to yourself, and just do the best you can. Rely on trusted sources and information, not headlines. And again, I remind anyone and everyone that for the benefit of all, I've got my running blog at realestateexcellence.com.au, where I'm continuously updating it with pertinent, reliable information. And members, remember, we're an email away. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Take care and bye for now.